Proclamation number 258, dated the January 14th, 1938. Stars. Dwelling place for souls. Sunlight. Behold, today we proclaim to you in the Savior's name that which will introduce you to infinity. There are times when you are drawn to observe the splendors of the stars. Do you ever consider the glories that might hide behind them? And no matter how many million stars you see in the firmament, it is nevertheless only a part of infinity. It is merely a fraction of creation and does not even begin to give you an idea as to how many more of such stars in the universe are still invisible to you. This myriad of celestial bodies is only governed by one spirit, one light, and one deity. Over thousands of years it has been the Creator's will to offer completely free beings the opportunity for advancement on these stars, and to gradually prepare them for the state in eternity where they shall be illuminated by an abundance of light which far exceeds all the light of the stars in the universe. Yet even the abundance of light on each of these stars differs in intensity, the sizes of the suns, which give light and warmth to these stars, are, in turn, so different that no one on earth would be able to imagine them, because these areas are inaccessible to human research and would only lead to wrong conclusions. Nevertheless, everything in space is so well arranged that from eternity to eternity nothing of this wise order of worlds can be revoked, that no star would ever be able to leave its designated orbit and take a different path. And thus listen, the Lord created space for the perfection of all His beings and for the duration of the earthly course of life. For instance, the human being has a number of years at his disposal during which he can attain a degree of perfection which will place him into bright surroundings. The soul shall continue to develop to ever higher realms and be offered ever more opportunity. And the purpose of every star is to offer the countless beings a space that suits their spiritual state where the spiritual being's activity shall be continued. It is incredibly difficult to explain this to a person, for he can only grasp this with his human intellect and is incapable of imagining the multitude of stars which are subject to God's will and which time and again offer countless beings the opportunity to mature fully again. Amen.